Welcome to Cosgate Corner. Today we talk about giraffe.
Thank you, Harper, for requesting this topic.
Yay, and also a few shout-outs to some of our new listeners.
Hi, Zoya. Hi, Mr. Warren. Hi, Grace.
All right, Kai, before we officially begin our episode, let's talk about the breaking news. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The smartest reptile has been discovered.
And what is it, Kai?
It's a type of chameleon.
How small is it?
It's as small as a seed.
Yeah, from head to tail, it is only 22 centimeters long.
Wow.
Yeah.
It can sit on your thumb.
That is so amazing. Do you know what these nano chameleons eat?
They eat mites on the forest floor.
And where did scientists discover them?
Madagascar.
Whoa, that is so interesting. You guys, we were so excited when we read the news. We blogged about it. It's on our blog. And we linked to the original news reporting at BBC. So go ahead and check it out if you're interested. KaisKidCorner.com/blog. One more announcement before we begin. If you have subscribed to our newsletter, this morning you should have received an email from Kai. It consisted of our Valentine's Day kids activity guide, and we're so excited for you guys to check it out. We purposely designed the activities for both older and younger kids. So the activities are very adaptable depending on the age of your children. So check it out. And if you take photos, let us know. Tag us on Instagram at Kai's Kid Corner. If you are not on the newsletter yet, it's not too late. Go to our blog, subscribe, and we will send you the kids activity guide as well. Okay, let's talk about giraffes. Kai, tell me something fun about giraffes.
Giraffes used to be camel leopards.
They used to be called camel leopards? Why?
The body looks like a camel and the spots look like leopards.
Oh. Tell me something else really interesting.
A newborn giraffe is 6 feet tall and it weighs 150 pounds.
How does a giraffe get born?
The mother gets birth while standing up and the baby falls.
Whoa, that's like a 5 feet drop when they're born.
Baby giraffes grow 4 feet in the first year, like me. I'm 4 right now.
You are 4 years old. Yeah, not quite 4 feet though. How tall can giraffes grow to be?
14 to 18 feet.
Whoa, I know giraffes have really, really long neck. How tall are the neck?
8 feet. It's like me when I was on your shoulders.
8 feet tall is like you on my shoulders. I like that.
It's higher and higher.
So what is an advantage of having such a tall height?
Wide view of visitors, so they can see predators from far away. Wildebeest and zebras and antelopes like to graze next to the giraffe.
Why is that?
So the giraffe can tell them where the danger is.
Oh,
so the long neck.
Yeah. So the giraffes has really long neck and can spot predators from far away, and the other animals want to take advantage of that. Because if the giraffe signal danger, the other animals can run away as well.
Like this.
So Kai, do giraffes live alone or in a group?
A group.
What is a group called?
A herd or town. Because they're so long.
That's a very appropriate name, a tower of giraffes. So what do giraffes eat?
Acacia tree leaves.
And how do they eat those acacia leaves?
Their tongue.
And how long are their tongues?
Really long. 18 inches long.
Whoa, that is more than a foot long. Why do they need such long tongues, Kai?
So they can get around the thorn. The tongue's already tough, so the thorns don't bother them.
Mm-hmm. What color are the giraffe's tongue?
Purple.
They're very dark purple, right? Does that serve a purpose?
The dark color prevents them from having sunburn.
How many pounds of foliage can a giraffe eat a day?
75 pounds.
Whoa. How much can a giraffe weigh?
More than 4,000 pounds.
That's a lot, Kai. Do you know that they have four-chambered stomachs?
Like a cow.
So what does a four-chambered stomach serve? What purpose does it serve?
So that they can ruminate the food.
Can you explain to me how rumination works?
The first stomach goes back up to the neck.
Okay, so they swallow the food, and then the food actually travels up back in the mouth, and then they chew on it again and goes back down the stomach again. Is that how?
And then.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, that's a long travel, especially with that long neck. Birds. What is another way in which giraffes are kind of like cows?
Males are called bulls, females are called cows, and the babies are called calves. Like moose and whales and cows.
Isn't it amazing how many animals have the same name? Okay, Kai. Do giraffes travel slowly or fast?
Slowly.
Yeah, not...
That way the babies can keep up.
Aww. So they're not fast like the cheetahs, huh? How fast can they go?
47 miles an hour.
That's pretty decent. So I have a question. Giraffes have such long legs and neck. How do they drink water from the watering hole?
They spread their front legs and put their heads down.
Yeah, they have to do a really wide stretch with their front legs, huh?
Like this.
Now he's demonstrating, but we don't have a YouTube video for this. Okay, let's get up here. So tell me, Kai, how often do giraffes drink? Because that seems like a really difficult process.
They drink water every 3 days.
Oh, that's great. We have to drink multiple times a day, huh? So giraffes use their long neck for that additional height to have a wide vision of grasslands and spot predators from far away. They can also use their long neck to get to acacia leaves tall up in the canopy. What else do giraffes use their neck for?
Males use their necks to fight for dominance.
Oh, so let's say if two bulls want to mate with a cow, what would they do?
Battle.
They would battle. Or using
this.
What?
Their neck.
He's demonstrating again. So Kai, I read that for the longest time, scientists thought giraffes don't really make any sounds, but now they recently found out that giraffes hum at night, but they're not sure why. What do you think?
Communication.
Communication?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Maybe they're humming a lullaby for their babies.
Aww, that's sweet. Like you, how you would sing a lullaby to Kang sometimes?
Maybe next time I'll make the hmm.
All right, Kai. Kai, can I tell you an animal joke?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a royal giraffe?
What?
Your Highness.
Hopper, I hope you enjoy my episode.
Aww. Tune in next week for a special Valentine's episode. In fact, we will release it on Sunday the 14th instead of our usual Monday schedule.
Don't forget to subscribe.